In Gulfport last night, the public piled into a town hall meeting on drilling for fossil fuels off the coast of Florida. It was billed as a meeting about one of the most important decisions impacting Florida's future. Scientists, politicians, and advocates gave arguments for and against a controversial proposal that would open up Florida's Gulf coastline to gas and oil exploration as close as 3 to 5 miles from shore. Florida House Representative Rick Kreisman, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, said the stakes are high.
But this amendment to drill off our coast was different. It involved a topic St. Pete Times columnist Howard Troxler called, quote, only the biggest decision in our state's history. And I agree with him. And it's my goal to keep this water clean and to keep our shoreline clean.
Some of the questions discussed were how much oil can be found off Florida's shores, what kind of economic impact drilling could have on the state, what the risks would be to ecosystems and tourism from drilling and associated spills. Eugene Shin, a professor in the College of Marine Science at the University of South Florida, said most oil that ends up in the ocean does not come from drilling, but from natural seepage and from oil transportation.
Here's your real problem. 99% of the oil in the ocean does not come from drilling. And this has been shown over and over again, and most of the oil comes from all these other sources. And tankers are the thing you really want to avoid. 1,000 to 2,000 barrels of oil seeps into the Gulf every day. There's nothing you can do about that. And it also ends up on shore.
Amy McGuire of Southern Strategy Group, an organization lobbying for offshore drilling, said 6 billion barrels of oil go in and out of the Port of Tampa each year, mostly by tankers. McGuire added that in the Florida House proposal to lift the offshore drilling ban, oil would go through pipelines instead of tankers.
I found that the way all this is going to be used, thus reducing the usage of tankers and any other apparatus that moves, since there is 99%, thank you for that data, according to also Mineral Management Services, that most accidents do occur in tankers and in transport.
Momentum to overturn Florida's 20-year offshore drilling ban began as gas prices soared past $4 per gallon last year. According to a recent St. Petersburg Times, Miami Herald Bay News 9 poll, a majority of Floridians now favor drilling off Florida's coasts. In April, the Florida House overwhelmingly approved a bill that would allow Governor Crist and the cabinet to consider lease proposals for drilling in state waters, but the measure died in the Senate. The issue is expected to be a serious debate before the end of the 2010 legislative session. Representative Kreisman said he will oppose any offshore drilling measure because of the uncertainties about benefits it would bring to Florida, and his belief that with oil drilling, one thing is certain.
Oil spills happen all the time. The most recent one, of course, happened off the coast of Australia at a rate of 400 barrels of oil per day since August 21st. Some 58,000 gallons, or 1,400 barrels of oil, leaked into the Gulf of Mexico just this summer, 30 miles off the coast of Louisiana. The Coast Guard reported a 16-mile by 3-mile rainbow-like oil sheen on the water.
The question remains about whether offshore drilling would bring much-needed revenue and jobs to Florida. Oil lobbyist Amy McGuire cited an economic analysis by Fishkind and Associates that said that if drilling produces 3 billion barrels of oil, it will generate $2.3 billion and 43,000 jobs. But Shara Anderson, regional director for Senator Bill Nelson, argued that even if this amount of oil is found, it wouldn't necessarily provide jobs to a state that is hovering near 11% unemployment.
They have referenced how many jobs will come to Florida. However, will not advise that with Florida not being an oil industry, we do not have certified, qualified Floridians who would be able to obtain these jobs. Initially, they would have to be resourced from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas, not Florida.
Many elected officials in Pinellas and Hillsborough counties have opposed the measure. They fear opening up Florida state waters in the Gulf would adversely affect the environment and beaches, primary engines for tourism dollars. These sentiments have been echoed by Senator Bill Nelson and former Florida governors. Anderson quoted one of those governors, Reuben Askew.
He stated, "We must build a peace in Florida, a peace between the people and their place, between the natural environment and man-made settlement, between the works of man and the life of mankind itself."